So how are you doing today?
Good.
For much of the last 5 months, the sidewalk on St. Mary's, out in front of what used to be a Quiznos by the bus station, has been packed with asylum seekers from all over the world. But not today.
It's very quiet out here.
There are no families lining the street trying to share space under the trees for shade. Just a few dozen inside.
This is definitely different from when we were together last in here.
Yes.
When it was controlled chaos.
The public relations manager for the city's Department of Human Services, Roland Martinez, says in the 5 months since they started this operation, they've learned a lot and refined the process of helping asylum seekers get to their ultimate destinations while also offering hot meals, clean clothes, and a safe place for families to sleep for a night or two. Volunteers used to do intake for all the migrants on paper, by hand, and help them with their travel arrangements the same way. Not anymore.
Yeah, I see that. We've got two laptops by the front door.
Right. And, of course, before with the paper format, I mean, they were doing a good job of keeping track of the migrants here and their travel arrangements, departures. But now they made it a little easier with this laptop system.
It's also easier because the number of migrants passing through San Antonio has dropped significantly over the last month. In June and July, the city was processing several hundred people a day. Now it's about 100, give or take. Martina says after a summer surge of asylum seekers from Africa and Haiti, it's mostly back to families from Central America now. Since March 30th, the city's processed around 30,000 people at a cost of around $265,000. Martina says they expect to get some of that money back from the federal government.
The city's been anticipating the application and the reimbursement process, keeping great track of expenses here at the center and along with our partners. And so we're working together to get that application done before the deadline for reimbursement.
Martinez says even with a reduced number of people, there are still too many asylum seekers making their way to San Antonio for the Migrant Resource Center to close down. So they've asked to be included in the city budget to keep the center open until at least the end of the year.
$333,000 would be for the city to continue to run the Migrant Center for the three hot meals here during the day. Expenses related here at the center, such as personal hygiene items, fuel for the vans, for the Travis Park Church, as they provide the overnight shelter.
Martinez says without the center, asylum-seeking families would still be brought here from the border. They'd still be left on the corner by the bus station. They still wouldn't speak the language. They still would struggle to make travel connections. And too many families would just be stranded downtown and at risk. Martinez says the Migrant Resource Center continues to be a better option, not just for the migrating families, but also for people who live here in the city. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.